pitchers and batters, and to them, that's the big key to success, is staying in the good frame of mind, as that's called for strike number one to Larkins. And Beers probably looking at the performance back-to-back walks. He says, okay, don't want that to compound. Make sure that he's all right. This pitch missing high and tight brings it 1-1. I don't think he was in danger of getting pulled, or don't think that he is relatively soon, but it is something that you kind of want a temperature check on. Runners on first and third with two away and a 1-1 count to the left-handed batter. Hits this one high to left field, and maybe my prediction came true. It did. Three flyouts to left field here in the second inning. And so no runs come home on no hits, no errors, and two left on base for the Leprechauns. Still knotted at zero as we hit the bottom of the second here from Wisconsin Rapids at Winter Field on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting ComfortAir.biz.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And into the bottom of the second, the Leprechauns putting up some traffic on the base paths, but no runs were coming across against Noah Marschke, who's through two scoreless frames. And into the bottom of the second, back to work on the rubber, is Cal Rutherford. Rutherford, the right-handed pitcher, he's going up against the Raptors' now third baseman, Jack Guerrero. And Guerrero, he's been messing around with a couple of different positions here, to say the least, and a little bit of time in left field. Now he spent some time at third as he puts this one into center field, but not much movement from the center fielder out there, Dylan Larkins, and he catches that on the liner for out number one. One pitch, one out, as it brings up Matt Anako. Anako, the designated hitter, he was just added today to the Raptors roster, and a big-time pickup. He comes from Fordham University, and he had a relatively strong season this past year. Nearly an 800 OPS as the first pitch to him misses a bit low for ball number one. Akko, primarily the designated hitter for the Rams, hoping to continue to take his step forward, sends this one into center field, but not much movement yet again from that center fielder, and once again, Larkins is there for out number two. So back-to-back lineouts to center field as it brings up Diaz with two outs and nobody on. Cal Rutherford, one strikeout, five up, five down here to start off the game. Raptors haven't been able to touch him, so he's got to feel pretty confident, but this Raptors lineup is dangerous really all the way through, especially with Chris Diaz and Noah Ruiz, who both may be the Raptors' best hitters this season. A swing and a miss from Diaz makes it 0-1, so up now Diaz, left-handed batter who's playing center field. 1290 OPS entering this plate appearance. Is that pitch a breaking ball that misses low and count moves back to 1-1? And Noah Ruiz, the second baseman, he is tied for the Northwoods League lead in RBIs. Both of them batting averages over 400. Is that one missing away? It brings it to a 2-1 count. Diaz entering today a 467 batting average. Feeling very good about himself. Setting up there, the 2-1 count. It is a breaking ball that drops right across the knees for strike number two. 2-2 count. Diaz trying to keep the inning alive for the Rafters. And now Rutherford, he brings the leg up. He sends it home and gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. So the Rafters once again go three up, three down, and another strikeout for Cal Rutherford, who is rolling along here as we hit the third inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
I don't know if I've seen that before. A fun little field promotion out there. Musical chugging competition. It's like musical chairs, but instead of taking a chair, you're taking a cup and you're chugging it. Certainly a fun thing to do here. It's Redneck Night at Witter Field. Always a fun atmosphere here, and it seems like everyone's having a good time, bustling around, and love to see all the fans getting involved in it and having some fun as the Rafters and the Leprechauns sit tied at zero here in the second inning, after two innings, I should say. It's the top of the third, and Ryan Tyranski stepping back up to the plate. He is the leadoff man for the Leprechauns. He struck out back in the first inning, hoping not to have the same fate here, but gets the first pitch called for strike number one. Noah Marschke, local kid, and back for his second year, and hoping for a few more than just the three appearances that he got last year. Really proved himself. 0-1 count is a little outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count, and got a chance to introduce myself, but not much more than that. Yesterday, when he was warming up, kind of was telling me, yeah, hey, I'm feeling good, feeling ready to go, and hoping for a good start as this pitch misses away. It's a 2-1 count, and him and Drew Thompson were kind of warming up right next to each other. Thompson, of course, the starter yesterday. He is a two-way player, but not in the batting order to start the game off. Potential pinch hitter option for the Rafters. This one missing outside, and it's a 3-1 count to Tyranski after Marschke had the 0-1 lead. Tyranski from the University of Cincinnati, hoping to continue to improve his stock as he's got 12 RBIs on the season. Going to be tough to get a one here, but is going to pick up a hit as he sends that one into center field for a leadoff single for the Leprechauns. That's just the second hit on the record of Noah Marshke in this one, and brings up Jack Boyke with a runner on first and nobody out here in the top of the third. The Rafters still have struggled to get that offense going, and a chance to do so when they step back up to the plate, but they'd love for it to be a close game, if not still tied. First pitch called for ball number one. Tyranski over on first base right now. You watch out for the wheels a little bit. He's got four stolen bases on the season, although he's been reaching base at a 600 on-base percentage, so he's had plenty of opportunities in nine games. As the pickoff attempt back there just keeps him on the bag. And so sometimes you kind of look at it as, you know, how much is he stealing versus how much is he just having more opportunities than other guys. This pitch missing away. It's a 2-0 count. Now, either way, he's been taken off. On the season, though, the Rafters stealing a lot more than the Leprechauns. This pitch in there called for strike number one. It's a 2-1 count. And the stolen base totals for both teams, just 12 stolen bases for Royal Oak, 38 for the Rafters. As this one's hit high in the air towards left field, Clayton on the run, he calls off for it into the setting sun sky and makes the catch for out number one. Royce Clayton Jr. has caught the last four outs from Royal Oak. I can't say I've seen that happen all too often. The left fielder just picking up four straight fly balls. But hey, any way to get the outs, and well, he's certainly been doing that. Used to play center field, but 4-for-4 on the fly balls to left, and hasn't really had to move too much there. Chris Diaz in center field taking his spot. Pitch here, it's dropped behind the plate by Nick Adrian, not able to catch the runner taking off to second base. So it's a stolen base for Ryan Tyranski, and now a runner on second with one away in the top of the third. 1 away, and at the plate, Jack Dower, the right-handed hitting shortstop. He'll take the 1-0 for strike number one. Dower 1-for-1 in the game. He singled back in the first inning. And on the season, entered today batting .324 through the first nine games. He's played in every single game. 37 at-bats entering today. That leads the team. This pitch a little inside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Well, he now leads the team as Tristan Crane was the other guy who had 37 at-bats. But he did not get the start today for the first time. And a 2-1 count here comes home but misses tight. And once again, it's a 3-1 count. The Royal Oak Leprechauns. The Leprechauns into still an early franchise. It's one of their first years in the Northwoods League. Not their first, though. Hoping to take a step up this year. The 3-1 count a little bit outside. It's called for ball number four, so Dower's on base for the second time today. Puts runners on first and second with one away in the top of the third. And Noah Marshke, his pitch count up over 50 now, so you do start wondering about when the bullpen's going to get a little bit active down there. I don't expect right now, but maybe sometime shortly. Runners on first and second with one away. Looking back to second base, Marshke now sends it home and gets strike number one. Vanna Mead at the plate. He struck out swinging back in the first inning on a 1-2 count. He's a right-handed hitter from Notre Dame as the 0-1 is a bit outside and moves the count back even. On deck, Devin Zeres. Zyras is the designated hitter, and he'll look to send home the first run of the game if Vanamede isn't able to do so. 0-1 count is hit the opposite way, but foul and out of play. It's a 1-2 count. So 1-2 to the Leprechauns' third baseman, and Vanamede entering this game was batting .316 with a 19 at-bats. Listed as a pitcher on the roster. Now Marschke sends it home, and that one's fouled off the shin of Vanamede, and well, he stays alive. That did not look comfortable. But he's able to walk it off as now he's stepping back into the batter's box after kind of hopping over to the right side. And Vanamede, he's got 6 RBIs on the season. But really the most impressive aspect of his game is his on-base percentage. Up over 50%, he entered today with a 519 OBP. OPS at 940. Looking back to second, Marschke making sure he doesn't take off. Throws it home, a check swing here. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number 3, and that's the 4th strikeout of the game for Noah Marschke. Out number 2 here in the top of the 3rd, and it brings up Devin Zyras with a runner on 1st and 2nd, and 2 away. Marschke looking to go 3 scoreless. Rafters have had just 1 starter go 5 innings on the season. That was Anthony Mateo a couple games ago against Lakeshore on the road. Rafters return to Lakeshore early next week. Monday and Tuesday they'll be against the Chinooks on the road. First pitch here misses way inside to Zyras and makes it a 1-0 count. Zyras, he flew out to left field back in the 2nd inning. Every out recorded this game has either been a fly out to left field or a strikeout for Royal Oak. The 1-0 count on the outside edge called strike number 1, a 1-1 count. And well, I say that, and it's just something that I notice, you know? It's a fun little statistic for you. Kind of watching for patterns. Maybe that one, not one that matters all too much. 1-1 is fouled and nearly lands in the wrap trap, but goes a little bit over and rolls right back as Baby Come Back comes on to the PA system here, and it rolled right back. That was very funny timing, and a few of the fans got a little bit of a chuckle out of it. It's a 1-2 count, though, to Zyras. Zyras from Eastern Michigan, native of Imperial, Pennsylvania. First pitch, the 1-2 to the lefty is fouled back, and he stays alive. At the plate, Marschke looking for strikeout number 5 in the game. His 4 strikeouts matches a season high for a Rafters pitcher. It's been done 7 times this season, but nobody's gotten to that 5 strikeout mark yet. Marschke looking to be the first on the year. He brings it home, he gets the swing and a miss. There he goes, strike number 3. That's the 5th strikeout of the game for the redshirt freshman. And, well, he gets to go through 3 scoreless as we hit the bottom of the 3rd here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And still seeing the starters on the mound for both teams as we hit the bottom of the third. So far, it's been a pitcher's duel for one of the first times this season as, well, both pitchers have gone through a combined five scoreless innings, but bottom of the third here, and the Rafters looking to be the first to break onto the board. They have yet to see a base runner, and Noah Ruiz looking to change that after his strong start to the year. But Noah Marschke, man, his first appearance as a Rafter this season. It's his fourth as a Rafter in his career. And he's really showing off. The first pitch to Ruiz misses inside for ball number one. Ruiz, the seventh man in the batting order, leads the Northwoods League in RBIs with 15. Here in just 10 games, the 1-0 count has popped foul and out of play. Moves it to a 1-1 count. Rafter's second baseman, a right-handed hitter from Biola University, enters the game batting .419 on the season. A great percentage there is. He's really kept it rolling with a .525 on-base percentage as well. That pitch missing for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. His .525 OBP helps bring his OPS up to 1170. 2-1 count. Hit over to shortstop, though, and it wasn't the hit that he was hoping for, and it's 6-3 for out number one in the third inning. Nick Adrian up to the plate now, looking to change the tune and reach base for the Rafters. Adrian, he was struggling to start off the season, but had a pretty nice game a couple days ago. Adrian back against Lakeshore in the second game of that two-game series. Had his first hit as a Rafter as he swings and misses at this first pitch. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. 0-1 count with one away. Bases empty. Tied at zero in the bottom of the third inning. Payoff is a little outside and the count runs even 1-1. Adrian, he reached base four times at Lakeshore that day that I was talking about and drew three walks in the game as he gets on top of one over here to the left side of the infield. Picked up by the third baseman. Sidearm throw across the field, and he's able to make it in time for out number two. So 5-3 on that put out, and it brings up Matthew Pinal with two away, nobody on base. Pinal had his first appearance as a Rafter on the mound 2 days ago on Tuesday. Yesterday, he made his first plate appearance, and he was a starter for them and ended up going 2-for-5. Not too bad from the Rafters' now designated hitter. He takes the first pitch for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Pinal, the left-handed batter, playing first base today. 0-1 is sent to the right side of the infield. Picked up by the first baseman. Pitcher covering. Flips to him, and he's step on the bag. 3-1 for out number three. That's 9 up, 9 down to start the game for Cal Rutherford, who the Rafters just cannot hit. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base as we are tied at zero entering the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask,
What company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's been a pitcher's duel into the fourth inning as Noah Marshke, hoping to keep his strong start rolling along. His pitch count is getting a little bit up there. He's up to 62 on the night, so maybe one or two more innings from him. But it's been a strong three innings to start the game for the Rafters freshman, back for his second season with Wisconsin Rapids. And Marshke, a left-handed pitcher, he's been making everyone miss. He has allowed, so far, two hits in his three innings and has walked three batters, but no runs allowed, and so he is A-okay with it. No runs, mind you, on five strikeouts. He's been mowing down the opponent's offense. And Royal Oak, they're going to lead off this inning with the man Owen Turner stepping up to the plate. Turner, a right-handed batter, he is the Royal Oak starting catcher for today. And Turner hoping to lead the inning off the right way for the Leprechauns. And Marshke hoping to keep his strong start going. We'll see if he's able to locate as he was at the end of the third. First pitch here, though, misses a little bit outside for ball number one. And Marshke at the start of that third inning, he issued a single before inducing a flyout and then walked the next batter. And started to worry a little bit, especially after a few balls compared to strikes. And that one in there called strike number one. And you were wondering if he was losing a little bit of command. But starting off with a 1-1 count against Turner. Hoping not to, but this pitch missing outside brings it to a 2-1 count. Turner, he's 0-for-1 in the game. Lined out to left field over to Clayton back in the second. Tied at zero here in the top of the fourth. 2-1 count to Turner. Just misses away, and it's a 3-1 count. Entering the season, or entering today, Turner was batting 111 with a 372 OPS. Now the righty-lefty matchup misses high and outside, and so a leadoff base runner for the Leprechauns. It's a walk to Turner, and keeping an eye down on the Rafters bullpen, where it looks like the bullpen catcher is getting some gear on. So somebody about to go get warm down there, and see if I can get you that name as soon as they actually start pitching. But look for somebody to get hot down there, as the first pitch here is a bunt placed foul down the third base line from Max Orozco. Orozco, he's 0-for-0 as he drew a walk back in the second inning. And that walk allowed him to reach second on the stolen base and third on an error, but that's where he was stranded at. Marshke, looking back at the runner on first, now sends it home and gets a swing and a miss to make it 0-2. Marshke already five strikeouts in the game. That's the most for a Raptors pitcher this season in a game. He's hoping to keep setting that mark higher and higher. This is just his first appearance, so I wonder what his future appearances will look like. Runner takes off. The throw down from Adrian is picked up by the shortstop Onati, but he's not able to apply the tag, so it's a ball and a stolen base from Owen Turner. Turner, the catcher, over on second base. Orozco at the plate with nobody out. A 1-2 count. Marschke looks back to second. Now sends this one home and misses low and outside. It's a 2-2 count. The next time up, it's Nolan Alvord, who walked his first time as well. Four walks issued by Noah Marschke, trying to get through four innings here. 2-2 count is on the way. This one's hit into right field. That gets down for a hit. Douglas running up on it. He had a good throw home earlier in his first appearance, but this one is cut off as the runner stayed at third base. So Turner goes over to third. Max Orozco picks up a no-out single. So runners on the corners for the Leprechauns, and now up at the plate, the left fielder, Nolan Alvord. Still tied at zero, but the Leprechauns, a good chance to take the lead with basically any ball put in play. You're probably going to be seeing that runner from third try and score. Here's the pitch, and it's low and inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. On deck, Dylan Larkins, who's the nine-hole batter. But Marschke hoping to have at least one out by the time he gets up to him. This pitch, though, missing inside. It's a 2-0 count. Raptors pitchers throughout this season, especially the starters specifically, they have seen mostly twice through the order before they get pulled either one or two batters into the third time through, if they make it that far. 2-0 count. This one's hit into center field. Right there is Diaz. He'll see if he can make the throw home. He's not going to try. He's going to throw it over to second base. And so the run will come home to score. It's a sacrifice fly from Nolan Alvord. And there's one away in the top of the fourth, but the Leprechauns have taken a 1-0 lead. So it could be a lot worse for Marschke, who allows his first run of the season here in the fourth. It's still been a strong start from him, but hoping to keep that runner over on first, Max Orozco. Orozco's already gotten a stolen base in this game. He's taken off again, showing bunt. The pitch is low and in the dirt and gets away from Nick Adrian. Ends up being a stolen base from Orozco. And so now a 1-0 count for Larkins. Larkins from Georgetown University, a native of Detroit, Michigan. The 1-0 count is a foul ball to make it 1-1. Larkin's 0-for-1 on the game. He entered tonight batting 188 on the season. OPS at 600, but he's been good at picking up RBIs. He's got 5 on the year. But not too shabby there. Marschke up over the 75 pitch marker. Now he's at 77. 1-1 count. This one's hit the opposite way. That gets down into left field. Clayton running up to it. He'll try and make the throw home, but it's taken up at the cutoff man. The throw over to second now. They got him out, but that's out number two, and so a run does come home to score as Max Orozco goes from second all the way home on Larkin's single, but Larkin's thrown out trying to extend it into a double. So two away, bases empty. It's a 2-0 Royal Oak lead in the fourth. And Clayton kind of took some time with his throw coming in from left field and maybe had a chance to throw him out at home, but decided, hey, we're going to go for the out here at second. So first pitch missing low for ball number one to Ryan Tyranski. Iransky up for the third time today against Marschke. 1-0 count in there, called strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. Marschke trying to get through at least four as his pitch count now up to 80 on the game. The Rafters this season haven't seen too many pitch counts up over 80. 1-1 is a little low for ball number two. Looking at the pitch counts this year, the most pitches thrown in a game from what I've seen, I believe, is 81 from Seth Spencer, but that was across 2 days. This one called for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count to Tyranski. Seth Spencer had thrown seven pitches before the game was suspended, and then he threw 74 the next day, so that made it an 81-pitch game for him. This one already crossing that, though, with 82. This pitch away for ball number three. It's a 3-2 count. So Marschke almost certainly going to be done here after finishing on the mound and the arm warming up out there for the Rafters. Assume him to come back in. 3-2 is hit high in the air. Pop up towards shallow left field. Running up on it, Clayton, and Clayton will make the catch for out number three. So the Royal Oak Leprechauns are able to put up two runs on the two hits. There were no errors in the frame and no runners left on base. It's 2-0 Leprechauns as we hit the bottom of the fourth here from WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Cal Rutherford, of course, back out here for the fourth inning. He has been dominant through the first three as the Rafters still hoping to get those bats rolling along. It's back to the top of the order here in the fourth inning. Mason Onati going to lead things off. Onati, the left-handed hitting shortstop, and enters the game batting 333, the man from Pensacola State College, native of Powell, Ohio, one of the Rafters returners. They had a few returners this year and a bunch of them coming into town lately. First pitch to Onati, a little bit outside for ball number one. And Onati, his first time up, a fly out to left field, hoping to get on base for the first time tonight. He will take the 1-0 for strike number one. It's 1-1. And Onati, that's one of the things he does so well. It's just getting on base time and time again, and he loves it. You know, there's nothing that it feels like he can't do as this pitch misses low and away, and it's a 2-1 count. Especially when he gets on the base paths, though, that's when you've really got trouble, because he's one of the fastest guys that you're going to see out there, and already leads the team in stolen bases after arriving over the weekend. This pitch outside for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. His first game was Saturday night in the second game of the doubleheader. He stole a pair of bases last night against Fond du Lac. And against the Lakeshore, he had a 4-for-4 game as this one is fouled away to make it 3-2. Back in that second game, it was a 4-for-4 game with 4 runs. He's had some good performances overall. And well, it showed off in his on-base percentage. As the 3-2 count is taken away for ball number 4. That is the first base runner the Rafters have achieved here in the top of, or sorry, the bottom of the fourth inning. It had been 9 up, 9 down to start the game from Cal Rutherford. And it's a leadoff walk from Mason Onati, and his on-base percentage 542. It's still going to drop after this game is input, but hoping to raise that higher. And first pitch here to Cam Douglas is fouled back. Douglas, right-handed batter. He was our pregame interview yesterday. We got a chance to talk to him after his strong night the night before. He kept it rolling along. And Douglas, another good hitter for the Rafters. He's batting, was batting 500 entering tonight's game. 4-for-9 in his 2 games. 0-1 count, a little low, and brings it back even at 1-1. His first time up, though, was a strikeout swinging. However, maybe not as disappointing as you might see, it was a 7-pitch plate appearance before he struck out. So still a quality AB, 1-1 count here. Is hit up the middle, that gets on through for a single. The first hit of the game for the Rafters comes in the fourth inning as KD comes through and puts runners on first and second with nobody out. And the Rafters trying to make the 2-run comeback. They got to start somewhere. Chance to do so is Royce Clayton Jr. checks into the batter's box. Clayton, a right-handed batter, so the righty-righty matchup. And Clayton, I already talked about him a little bit earlier with the statistics side, but a guy from Cal State Northridge takes the first pitch for strike number 1. It's an 0-1 count. Clayton flew out to left field back in the first inning. That was after seeing 6 pitches. So hoping to really work the count here and the California guy through and through, and part of the reason why Ziggy found him is this one is fouled back to make it an 0-2 count. And well, a couple of the guys out here have connections to Ziggy, and some of them to the other assistant coaches, Mike Spears and Manny Silva, of course, Eric Robles as well. So on the rubber now, Rutherford. The no-hitter, no longer intact. Sends this pitch home, and he grounds that one over to the shortstop. A long throw is not in time because of the wheels of Royce Clayton Jr. So it's an infield single, and the bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Big pickup for the Rafters, and now the cleanup batter, Jack Guerrero, steps in with a chance to do some damage. Guerrero, he's got to love this spot. Slugging 417 on the season. He's got a pair of home runs and 7 RBIs. A chance to drive in some more, and the leg kick, this one sent high in the air to left field. Should be deep enough to score one. It's caught. The throw coming in is picked off by the third baseman, and so the run comes home. The other two stay where they're at, and it's a sacrifice fly for Jack Guerrero. Cuts the deficit to just 1 in the bottom of the fourth. RBI number 8 on the year for Guerrero, and it brings up the new Rafter, Madden Acco, with a chance still to do more damage. Guerrero was able to drive in the man from third. However, Douglas still on second. Clayton still on first. Double steal threat right here, as Douglas had stolen a pair yesterday, and certainly a speedster in the outfield. Clayton, he's another quick-legged runner, as this one is called strike number one on Akko. Talk about Clayton. He's the son of an Olympic sprinter. So he's certainly got the speed from his mom, as that one, low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Bullpen getting warm over for Royal Oak, a 1-1 count here, as that's Mikey Eichhoff throwing some pitches over there for the Leprechauns. 1-1 count with one away from Rutherford, misses high for ball number two, and sometimes it's just that second time through the order, and that's what you need, and now every batter has had a chance to see what Rutherford has to offer and feeling a little bit more confident. Pitch here to Akko's, a high chopper over to third. Could be two, though. Five steps on the bag. Back to first is in time, and he did turn two. 5-3 double play ends the fourth inning, as Douglas was a force out at third base. So Akko not the start he wanted as a Rafter, but the Rafters still do pick up one run on the two hits. There were no errors, and the one runner left on base. It's 2-1 as we hit the fifth here in WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Timeout.
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, after four innings, that's going to do it for Noah Marshke. Not a bad return for the former Rafter in his first appearance this season. Marshke pitches four complete innings, and he allowed just four hits on two runs. Both were earned. He did walk four batters, and he had five strikeouts, a season high for the Rafters this season. No hit by pitches, and along with that, he did not have a wild pitch either. He faced 19 total batters and threw 84 pitches. As now, out of the bullpen comes Jack Obrasky. Obrasky back to work here. He is hoping to keep things rolling along, as Obrasky has just a 3.18 ERA in three appearances this season. He's been strong out the gates in 5 2/3 innings. He has six strikeouts in him, and while he struggled it with the walks, he hasn't allowed those runners to come home to score. That pitch outside for ball number one. Jack Boyke leading off against the right-hander. Boyke from Adrian College. Left-handed batter, so a lefty-righty matchup. Leadoff man in the fifth inning as this pitch misses away for ball number two. The Rafters down 1-2 here in the top of the fifth, but good chance to make the comeback. Still plenty of time to go. 2-0 counts, a swing and a miss, and way early on that was Boyke. It was an off-speed, 82 on the gun, and Jack Dower on deck with Chase Vanhamede due up. So a 2-1 count here, misses away, and it's 3-1 to Boyke. So 3-1, and you could see a walk here, but if you do, I mean, the way that Obrasky's been pitching, you feel like, you know what? It's okay if he walks a couple guys here. He's been able to get out of the jams. The 3-1 misses away, and it's a five-pitch walk from Jack Boyke. And so Jack walks Jack with Jack coming up to the plate. The Jack at the plate now is Jack Dower. Well, in between innings, our intern Jack was on the mic as well. And Jack Dower looking to jack one out of the park. This one in there for strike number one. Dower, the shortstop, he has already reached twice. And Dower, still no home runs on the season, but he's got a pair of doubles. This one fouled away to make it an 0-2 count. Vanhamede on deck. But Dower looking to give him some more runners aboard, unless, of course, he could clear them. So here's the 0-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Obrasky picks up the K, his first of the night, and that's the first out here in the fifth inning. One away and a runner on first as Vanhamede gets back to the plate. Obrasky, you look at his last time out, that was back on Monday at Lakeshore, and he had a very strong outing, going two innings without allowing a run. Allowed just one hit and two walks while striking out three. Very good performance from him. Runner from first takes off. The pitch is a little outside. The throw down. Did they get him? Yeah, he did. Oh, on the money from Nick Adrian. Tag applied by Ruiz, and man, oh, man, there is out number two. And that was a thing of beauty. So two away, bases empty, and a 1-0 count to Chase Vanhamede. Vanhamede, a righty-righty matchup. Swings and misses at that one to make it 1-1. Vanhamede has struck out both of his times up at the plate. Both gone down swinging and both on 1-2 counts after fouling a pitch off. The 1-1 is another swing and a miss, so we see a 1-2 count for the third time this game to Vanhamede. Obrasky certainly has the strikeout stuff. He's been showing off the pitch mix throughout the night, hoping to get the big out here. Two away, 1-2 count, bases empty. Rafters down one on the scoreboard, so every run is going to count. It's been a pitcher's duel so far. Cal Rutherford, he's been dealing but allowed his first run of the game in the fourth. There was a man warming up in the bullpen for Royal Oak. However, Rutherford's still just at 49 pitches, so it seems unlikely to me that he would come out of the game in the fifth unless he allows more runs. The 2-2 is a little low and away to bring it 3-2. Vanhamede, he has six RBIs, four runs this season as he fouls this one away. So the count remains 3-2. He'll see a seventh pitch of the plate appearance here. And well, that's what I was talking about earlier. That on-base percentage has been so good. And especially his walks per plate appearance, way up there on the team. He's walking almost 30% of his plate appearances. And a check swing here. Did he go? Off or down? No, he didn't. very close to crossing the plane, but not quite, says first base umpire Hudson Arnie. And that's a two-out base runner, as now Devin Zyras steps up to the plate. Zyras, the left-handed hitting designated hitter, takes the first pitch for strike number one. And Vanamede, you look at his stolen bases this season, and he's stolen not a single one so far. This pitch missing low. It's a 1-1 count. However, you still got to watch for him. Doesn't seem like he would take off, and he's getting a small lead over there with Matthew Pinal holding him on. The 1-1 count here misses way inside, and it gets away from the catcher, Adrian, going over to it, but the runner jogging on over to second base on the wild pitch. So a runner on second, a 2-1 count with two away here in the fifth. Jack Obrasky trying to get through this inning scoreless. Not very efficient pitch count-wise. He's already up to 18, and they're looking to get up to that 20 marker as this one misses inside. It's a 3-1 count. So you'll see pitch number 20 on the way here. And that's not bad efficiency, but it's not the good efficiency that you're hoping to see for someone and to stay in the game a little bit longer, as that one's fouled away to make it 3-2. And at this point in time, if you see a pitcher like Obrasky come into the game in the fifth inning, and well, he has a shutdown frame and say less than 20 pitches, he's probably going back out there for another inning for sure. In every inning that he has like that, you'd anticipate him going in a pickoff move, but there's nobody covering second despite the runner being caught kind of off guard there. And a pitch clock violation is called here on Obrasky. So despite the throw down, so it's an automatic walk after the pitch clock violation. And interesting there, because he was trying to pick off the man back at second. And I'm not quite sure what exactly the reason is that that was called a pitch clock violation, but either way, that is what they've signaled for. So there's now runners on first and second after the automatic walk to Devin Zyras. That's the first ball four pitch clock violation. Rafters have committed some pitch clock violations this season, but that's the first one that has resulted in a walk on the pitch that was called a violation. So the runner on first, Zyras. The runner on second, Vanamede, and brings up the catcher, Owen Turner, to the plate. Turner, a right-handed batter. He sees runners on first and second with two away here in the top of the fifth. Rafters down one right now, hoping to keep it where it's at. And that pitch called for strike number one. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. He lined out to left field back in the second inning. Also drew a walk his last time up in the fourth. Pretty key with the stolen base over to second, and came around to score as well last time up. That pitch missing for ball number one makes it a 1-1 count. Zyras on first, Vanamede at second. On deck, Max Orozco. And a pickoff attempt back to second, and they got, no, they didn't get him. Nearly had the tag. That was perfect placement on the pickoff attempt, but Ruiz not able to tag the man quite before he got back to the bag. So it's a 1-1 count to the right-handed batter, who sends this one down the third baseline and just a bit foul. So now a 1-2 count, and that was almost danger there, and instead, Turner's got to work down in the count 1-2. he'll be fighting to protect here with two strikes. Rafters coming up next inning. It'll be Chris Diaz to lead things off and Noah Ruiz after that. So a couple of strong offensive players looking at their second shot at Cal Rutherford. 1-2 count is a little low for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. And Nick Adrian was hoping to frame that one pretty well to get the call, but not quite able to get it from the umpire. And so now it's a 2-2 count with runners on first and second and two away. Obrasky looks back to second, now sends it home, and it is just outside for ball number three. 3-2 count. And Orozco, not a guy that you want to see with the bases loaded, as he's reached both times up. So got to get this batter here in a pickoff attempt back to second. And this time, no pitch clock violation. A 3-2 count is O'Brien.